Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
So thanks for joining us here on the Financial Flight Plan. We got another great show in store today. We're talking 401k weaknesses. We're going to expose some of those today with the help of Bree Reyes. Welcome her back on. Bree, how are you?
Doing great, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well. Off to a good start in 2020. I hope you are as well.
I am just getting over the holiday craziness.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time to get back. Everybody wants to pick up on January 1st and be gung-ho and get after it, but there's still a little bit of getting back into that mode again.
Oh, totally. And in our family, we have quite a few different holiday traditions.
Okay.
I have four parents. We'll kind of get into that later on, I think. But I have four parents, and then my husband, then I have in-laws, and and sisters, and brothers, and it's just kind of crazy. So each family has different traditions, but what we do is for the women of the Estes Reyes family, so that would be my mother-in-law, myself, my sister, and my mom, Julie, Tim Estes's wife, we have a ladies' Christmas tea.
Nice.
Every year. And it's a tradition that my mother-in-law started when I think I was just dating Joaquin before we got married. Anyway, and so the four of us go somewhere and we have a proper British afternoon tea. And it's one of my favorite traditions. In fact, we should probably not do it just at the holidays. We should probably do it like twice a year. But
yeah, get together.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We get to have a glass of champagne and have some of our favorite tea and the sandwiches and the cookies and just talk and kvitz and hang and all that fun stuff.
Do you go to somebody's house or do you go out to a restaurant or hotel?
We go out to restaurants or hotels.
Okay.
And really do it up. So this past holiday season, we went to the Adolphus in Dallas. And nice. My sister was sick as a dog, but she was a trooper. And she went with. But it's always just kind of a nice time to reflect and go over what we're getting everybody else for the holiday. So that way we make sure Nate doesn't get 17 of the same thing or Sean gets 17 of the same thing.
That's great. I've actually stayed at that hotel before. It's a beautiful hotel. Pretty awesome place.
Yeah, we loved it. We had a great, great time.
Well, that sounds like fun. Sounds like you had a good holiday season. Hopefully everyone on the podcast listening had a great holiday as well and ready for 2020. And we're going to try to get you whipped back into financial shape, get your retirement on track. We're going to do so by focusing on one of those key elements to your retirement plan. That's your 401k. We're going to expose some weaknesses today on this show. We're also going to tell you a little bit more about Bree outside of finance. We've got a getting to know you question for her. And then we open up the mailbag again. Norm wrote in. We got a good question from him that we will address a little bit later on. If you're just joining us for the first time, make sure you go back and check out some past episodes. We've been doing this for quite a while, and there's some great information that we built up in the catalog through the year. So subscribe while you're there on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you listen, but also on Bree's website, EstesFinancial.net. The Estes Financial website there has a lot of good resources, but also you can find past episodes and check them out there. But also connect on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and always,
YouTube. Since we're recording this podcast. This is the second podcast we're recording, so we're still working out some of the kinks. Check us out on YouTube.
How you feeling on camera? Are you enjoying the look? I know the podcast is a little bit different now, but now you're on camera for everybody.
It is a little bit different. I don't know. There's part of me that's a little bit of a ham. I was not the actor child in our family. That honor goes to my younger sister, so it's a little weird. But I'm having fun with it.
Why not? So be sure to send some feedback. If you get to watch the videos, leave a comment under the video.
Nice feedback, please.
Positive. Yeah. You know, we know what the internet can do. Hopefully some positive comments here in 2020 is what we're looking for. No doubt. All right. So let's move into the topic, and it's exposing 401k weaknesses. As you know, your 401k can be your most powerful retirement savings tool, but it's not perfect. So let's talk about some of the weaknesses that you should be aware of in your 401k. Or your 403B, TSP, 457, whatever it is, your retirement plan that you use. Let's begin with administrative costs. This is something you need to be aware of.
Oh, yeah. it is not cheap. And it depends on, this depends on your employer's plan. We mentioned a few of them right there, 401ks, thrift savings plans. We work with a lot of federal employees. And I'm going to pick on the thrift savings plan a little bit in this podcast, not necessarily with administrative costs. They keep their costs pretty low. But a lot of private employers' costs for the 401k administrative costs are very expensive. It's not, they're not cheap to set up for your employer. And they usually pass those costs on to you. And the smaller your company is, the higher those. Isn't that the worst thing about this? The smaller your company is, the higher those costs are going to be. So if you're a small business and you're trying to provide a benefit to your employees, they make it, the costs are so high, it makes it almost, it's cost prohibitive to add some in because they don't have economies of scale. There's not a lot of employees. So everybody eats more of the cost. And usually those get passed on to you as administrative fees, fees sometimes within the investments within the plan. I love those because then they kick those back and give those back to your employer. So they charge you and then sometimes kick them back to your employer. Lovely.
That would hit close to home, right?
There are certain things that just irritate me, and that might be one of them.
Sounds like it.
And then there's costs for, I don't know, I saw the other day someone brought a plan into us that had a cost for getting a papered statement. Then it also had a cost for online access. So how are you supposed to know what's in your account?
Yeah.
If you're being charged to mail me a statement, but you're also going to charge me for online access.
Makes no sense.
It happens. Administrative costs are unfortunately a problem. And there's not something, there's nothing you can really as an employee do about them. But you got to keep an eye on them. Watch them.
Yeah. Where can you find that? I mean, I haven't really gone in and looked at my 401k to see where those administrative costs are. Are they pretty easy to find or do you have to dig for them?
You have to dig for them. They are not easy to find. They have recently passed legislation that was supposed to make them easier to find. But it seems like once something like that passes, there's another way to hide them.
Yeah, they find
a way. So talk to your plan sponsor, talk to your employer, talk to your HR department, bring a copy to your financial planner. I love looking at our clients' 401ks.
Well, another thing that you guys are great at when it comes to 401ks is an advisor and a planner, and that's helping people pick and choose their investments. But the problem with a 401k a lot of times is you're pretty limited with what you can do.
Yeah, in this case, limited options within a 401k, there's a couple of different limitations. I'm going to pick on the thrift savings plan right now. That is the TSP. It's the 401k for most government employees. It has five funds, a whopping five. There are thousands. I mean, there are at least 21 different asset classes I can name off the top of my head. But we're going to go with five funds to cover all of that. It doesn't. And then they've made lifestyle or L funds, which really are, they're sometimes known as time horizon funds. You know, you're going to retire in 2030, you pick this 2030 fund, whatever. All that fund is made up of the five funds I mentioned previously. It's not a great choice there. And usually it's more conservative than it needs to be for your time horizon. Why? Because they don't really want the risk of you losing money near your retirement. So they're just going to pretend they're going to keep you from gaining any growth or taking on any unnecessary risk to protect you from yourself. Thank you. I always love being protected for myself when I don't think I need protection. But, you know, hey,
yeah.
To each his own.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that one because, like, when I first got into my first 401k, I mean, you see that option. You say, oh, I hope to retire on X date. This has got to be the plan for me. It's going to map it out all perfectly. I just put my money in. And when I get out, I'm going to have the perfect retirement. It's kind of a little bit misleading because you look at it and you think, okay, this is perfect for what I need in that date. But that's obviously not the case.
It's not the case at all. And unfortunately, more and more people do that. They just kind of, oh, this is easy. Let me set it and forget it. And if they work the way they are supposed to, it might actually work, but it doesn't. So there you go. The other thing I'm with 401ks, and this is a general idea, but applies to the TSP as well, is those limited asset classes. Remember, I mentioned five funds.
Yeah.
You may get a large cap choice. You might get a mid cap choice. If you get a mid cap choice, you probably don't get a small cap choice. And that's capitalization. Those are the sizes of the companies. Large cap are the big large capitalization companies, the ones that you've heard of and you use every day. So you might get an international option, but it's not going to be very diverse. It's not going to look like the almost 17,000 unique holdings that I put in a portfolio, or 21 asset classes that I use in a portfolio every day, and almost 45 countries. Like, that's the way I would build the general portfolio here at our firm, or the way we do here at our firm. And by going with the five funds, you can't get that type of diversification. You can't get into those asset classes. You don't have the option. It's kind of obviously a pet peeve of mine. You also probably don't have any healthcare, real estate, energy, not necessarily that energy might be a great sector for you to be in, but you don't even have the option.
And this is why you guys and most advisors say, hey, roll over your old 401ks, right? I mean, this is the reason, because it gives you more opportunity to invest in different options.
Yes, and you can take a look at your true risk tolerance, not the risk tolerance the Time Horizon Fund has put on you. And we can talk about your time horizon, because those time horizon funds are meant to grow until you retire, period. They are not meant to last the rest of your life. That's the interesting thing about those ones that, you know, you kind of talked about earlier, where you think that that's going to be what sets you up for life. It doesn't work that way. It sets you up to retire.
Right.
Not live 30 years in retirement.
Yeah, it doesn't know how you want to live, doesn't know what your needs are, what you what kind of lifestyle you want to live. So it's just kind of a broad, and there's no, and one thing I've learned talking to you and working with you, Bree, is there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. I mean, you got to have it personalized to you. So obviously just investing in that one fund is not the idea.
My life would be so much better if there was a one-size-fits-all approach.
Just plug and go.
It would be so much easier. But no, that's not how it works, and you shouldn't look for that. You should look for someone who wants to know you and your risk tolerance, your risk number, your time horizon, and what your lifestyle in retirement should be.
Right.
And that's personal. That's a personal thought process.
Well, one other weakness that we want to expose in the 401k, and I don't know why this necessarily is, but it seems like a lot of 401ks really don't offer you a lot of conservative investments if that's what you're looking for.
None. I mean, they may offer you a stable bond fund. Basically, it's a glorified money market. There aren't a lot of good bond options in most 401ks. I'll pick on the TSP again because it's my favorite to pick on, and it's super easy, and I feel bad about this. But they have something called the G Fund. It's the government securities fund. And the problem with it is that the government borrows in that fund and uses that money. Now, they promise a really good rate of return, but they're borrowing their employees' money. That could never happen outside the federal government. Never. But they do it. You can't, usually in most 401ks, you don't get the option of an international bond fund either. And quite frankly, it's the height of hubris to believe that the U.S. is the only place to invest, or we have the best bonds in the world. We don't. We're a global economy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to participate in global markets.
That's good advice. Well, look, there's a lot of things you should be considering with your 401k. You know, it's easy to just think, hey, I'm putting money in, I'm good to go, my retirement should be fine, I'm investing money. But you need to make sure it's in the right places. You need to make sure it's matching with and aligning with your goals and your needs. But the other thing to think about too, Bree, when you think about 401ks, is you might not be thinking about the taxes that could be waiting around the corner. And we don't necessarily lump this into our conversation with weaknesses, but the good news is you guys can help people avoid and help at least prepare for that ticking tax time bomb.
Most people have a 401k that they've been contributing into the traditional side of the 401k because that's all you had for forever. And the wisdom from financial advisors is you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. You know, then you can take the money out and you won't have to really worry about taxation. In fact, this happened this week at my employer's company. They talked to, not my employer, my husband's company. Sorry, that I am angry. They talked to my husband and several of our clients over there and confused them about taxation. And I had to set them straight, basically. Not going to use a mean word, but some person at their 401k convinced them that they would be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And so we talked about the history of taxation. We talked about the pension that they are going to receive and the amount of money that we have in their traditional 401k that's going to have to come out. And who knows how much of that is going to go to Uncle Sam? 20%? 40%? It's been as high as 90%. I mean, how would you feel like taking out $100 from your 401k and knowing that 90 of it is going to go away?
I would feel like I would be very concerned about my retirement at that point.
Yeah. And so most people, myself included, have a ticking tax time bomb. We followed the traditional line of thought. And now most 401ks, thank God, have a Roth 401k option. But we have all built up this qualified money that's got to come out and it's got to be taxed at some time. And so what we offer to listeners of the podcast and viewers of the YouTube channel is our ticking tax time bomb toolkit. I know, lots of T's. And in it, we have our CD that talks about what to do with a ticking tax time bomb. A nice letter from us. I love this line. I'm going to read this from the letter.
Okay.
At last, my all-new retirement flight plan will make it easy for you to protect your retirement from the IRS. We want to protect you as much as we can from the IRS. And this is the reason we do so much tax minimization strategies around here. Not tax avoidance. Don't want to go to prison. Want to pay what we have to pay, but don't want to pay extra, right? There's no, you don't get a gold star or burial at Arlington National for paying extra on your taxes. Nobody thanks you for that.
Nobody.
There's no reason to do it. Heck, even the Supreme Court says there's no reason to do it. Okay, in here also, we have our tax special report. We have these 5 risks could destroy your retirement special report. Let me, spoiler alert, taxes is mentioned in here too. We have our retirement flight plan book written by Dad, myself, and our good friend Dan Capril. It's the 7 lessons to save your retirement, and our investor awareness guide, which talks about identifying your greatest dangers before they destroy your wealth. That will also destroy your retirement too.
So the ticking tax time bomb toolkit for you, the listener of the podcast. Just reach out to Bree, her team, SSFinancial.net. Call them 817-444-8402. Told them you heard it here on the podcast, and they'll send it over your way. But I thought that line that you read, Bree, I hadn't really thought about it that much, I guess, in this respect. But that protect you really stood out to me. Is, you know, we often think of financial advisors as people that are going to help us get to that, help us grow our money and get to that retirement. But, I mean, really honestly, when you think about it, you know, the main thing that you guys do is protect people like me and investors from really damaging their account more so than helping them grow to some astronomical level. It's about protecting them from losing their money, honestly.
Yes, we are big, big protectors around here. I mean, that's the whole reason that Dad joined the U.S. Navy was to protect our great country. And that's what we do. We work to protect our clients, our investors from the bullies of Wall Street, the Madoffs, the Allen Stanfords, those people, and the IRS.
Yeah, well, that's
you don't really
awesome.
Think of them as a bully of Wall Street, but they definitely can be a bully to your savings.
We definitely know they can be a bully. There's no question about that. So that's pretty cool. So there's your ticking tax time bomb toolkit. Take advantage of that, a great value and a great resource. No matter how far along you are in your retirement or planning, that's going to help you out. Now it's time for Getting to Know Bree.
It's Getting to Know You time.
So we ask Bree a question every show outside of finance to find out more about her personality and her life outside of work. Today's question, Bree, is what's something that people are surprised to learn about you?
What is something people are surprised to learn about me? Very good question. And quite a bit. There's quite a bit that people would be surprised to learn about me now. I'm actually pretty much an open book. But one thing that most people around here don't know is I have 4 parents. I have my biological mother, Julie Estes, that you will have probably seen. I know she's a listener. I know she's listening. Hi, Mom. She's one of my super fans. I have my dad, Tim Estes, but he's actually my stepdad. He's the man that raised me. I call him Daddy, but he is not my biological father. I have a biological father in Wichita, Kansas, and a stepmother in Wichita, Kansas, that are both huge parts of my life. And so I have 4 parents. I have 2 sisters that are both named Amanda. And and 2 half brothers. So it makes life fun.
You have a big family. I know family is important to you. I've learned that for sure, but I did not know how big your family was. So
it is a big family. My Tim, my dad, had a daughter from a previous relationship named Amanda. And then when he met Julie, Amanda and I were obviously already here. So he has 3 daughters, and I'm the only one not named Amanda.
Do you feel left out?
No, I'm okay with it.
You're okay
with
that?
In fact, I sign things, daughter not named Amanda.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, my son knows he thinks all ants are named Amanda, I think.
he'll learn that soon that's not the case. That's funny. There's not that many Amandas out there.
He thinks all ants are named Amanda, and that's kind of, yeah, that's our life. But it's big and it's messy, and it has definitely, I've definitely learned a lot coming from a modern American family with divorce and, yeah, multiple parents. It's definitely made me who I am today. Well, and cool. I love them all.
Well, I appreciate you opening up. That's one thing that you always do on the podcast is you are not afraid to pull back the curtain and share your life. And we appreciate that. Now it's time to close out the show with a mailbag question. So feel free to reach out to Bree. As we mentioned, you can call, you can email, you can go to their website, ssfinancial.net. Whatever you want to do. If you have a question, if you're curious about a topic, send it in. We're here to help inform, help educate, and Bree is happy to do that. And today, Norm is the person that we're going to pull a question from. And Norm asks a good question, very good question that a lot of people ask. And that's, how much risk is appropriate to take with my investments now that I'm retired?
Ooh, Norm, really good question. How much risk is appropriate to take with my investments now that I'm retired? Also, I love questions. Send them in. And there's never any judgment. No question is a stupid question if you really are curious about something. I'll get off my soapbox about that. Norm, I don't know. I don't know how much risk is too much risk for you in retirement. One of the things that we do here at Estes, which is different than some other financial planning firms out there, is that we put our clients through a risk assessment tool. I'm not going to call it a quiz because for some reason that scares the crap out of people. But it's a risk assessment tool to really identify what level of risk you are comfortable with. And then we model the portfolios to benchmark to that risk. A lot of people are finding that, and we've recently started doing this, but we're finding that a lot of people are taking on way more risk in their portfolio than they need to, that they're comfortable with. And in great markets, that's wonderful. But in markets where, oh, I don't know, the S&P is down 10 or 20% in a December, kind of like what we saw in the end of 2018, it can definitely shock you and scare you. And so you've got to be concerned with the amount of risk that you're comfortable with in retirement. And I'll tell you, my partner, Tim and I, Dad and I, have very different risk tolerances between ourselves. I mean, even as professionals in the financial world, you'd think that both certified financial planners, but we've also both have different time horizons. So you've got to know what you're comfortable with. And if your financial advisor isn't talking to you about it, or you're doing it on your own and you're concerned about the level of risk that you have in your portfolio, come see a professional. Come see us at Estes. The other thing I see is people taking on no risk at all and going broke safely. I can tell you, in retirement, that's devastating to your portfolio. Not taking on enough risk to stick with inflation and make maybe a little money will destroy your portfolio, and you are guaranteed to outlive your money.
I was thinking about, you know, you said it's great to be risky when things are going well. I was just thinking about my own portfolio. Yeah, I don't know exactly what all is in there, probably like I should. And I just think about when the market actually corrects a little bit, and it's going to happen. It goes up and down. It always does. I worry about that, how much it's going to go down. It's great when it's going up and you don't really concern about exactly what's in there because the market's been great. It's been a great year, 2019. But what if that thing turns down? You got to be ready for that.
You've got to be ready for that. And that is part of our protective philosophy around here, is making sure that we are protective toward your portfolio. I mean, there's no reason to take, as Dad says it, risk for risk's sake. And that's kind of the fun thing about having a firm that is led by a former Navy fighter pilot, is Dad knows a thing or two about risk. I mean, flying on and off aircraft carriers in the dark in the middle of the sea is, in my mind, one of the riskiest things that you can do. So we really watch our risk and want our clients to understand how risky they are being and make sure they're comfortable with it.
That's so cool. I always think about Tim and his career as a fighter pilot and flying for American Airlines for a while too. It's pretty awesome to think about that as well. And that's why we appreciate Tim quite a bit for his service and all he's done. And again, now in the office too, helping people with their risk and managing that and preparing them for a wonderful retirement. So if you haven't worked with Tim and Bree, or considering it or thinking about it, or just want to get some information about your portfolio, your risk, Norm, you know, reach out, contact them, estesfinancial.net or 817-444-8402. Their office is right there in Fort Worth, but they serve the entire Metroplex area. So feel free to reach out, contact them, and they'll be happy to sit down with you and see where you need to go. See how much risk you have. Make sure you understand what is in your portfolio and also your 401k, making sure we get those weaknesses turned into strengths, hopefully. That's the whole plan. And at least make sure you're aware of everything. So a lot of good information on this show, Bree. I appreciate that. And want to recommend everyone go back and listen to past episodes. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you listen. Subscribe as well, because we'll have the next one delivered right to you. You can download it and listen right away as soon as it is released. We'll have more great information here and looking forward to 2020. So Bree, thanks for the time today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks. And I hope everybody has kept up their New Year's resolutions and that you are resolving to go out and lead an abundant life in 2020.